America officially went off the gold standard in 1971 when Nixon ended the convertibility of U.S. dollars for gold. Ever since, the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar has been in a state of accelerated decline, as evinced by rising prices of all consumables and even our homes. In 1970, the average price of an American home was only $26,000. By 2006, the average price of an American home soared to over $250,000, an increase of 900%. Market watchers know rising prices in gold and silver are true indicators of a currency's purchasing power decline. It is the contention of Bill Murphy, chairman of GATA, the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, that there is a gold cartel behind the illegal suppression of the precious metals markets. Murphy identifies the hitmen of this gold cartel with the likes of Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, and Mervyn King of England's Central Bank, all Zionist Jews. Robert Rubin, also a Zionist Jew, hatched the gold price suppression scheme in the 1980s while running Goldman Sachs' operation in London. Rubin convinced many central banks to lease their gold so that it could be sold in and dumped in the open market, thus suppressing the price of gold. It is Bill Murphy's contention that the suppression of precious metals has caused the Federal Reserve, under Alan Greenspan, also a Zionist Jew, to be able to maintain artificially low interest rates. And these artificially low interest rates were responsible for the speculative bubbles in dot-com stocks, the real estate bubble, and now bonds. These bubbles have made Wall Street Jewish insiders rich at the expense of who else? Guess who? You, the American taxpayer. And these low interest rates have transformed Wall Street from an engine that once financed American business to a business-destroying machine. Greenspan's successor and puppet, Ben Shalom Bernanke, also a Zionist Jew, continues to fuel this machine. Today, the available amount of gold to lease by the gold cartel is running out. And with the bets against silver concentrated in J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC being squeezed by the demand in the physical market, the prices of both gold and silver are soon headed up. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are engaged in exposing the names of the boys behind the gold and silver suppression scheme. Greenspan, Rubin, Dimon, Blankfein, Bernanke. Their names are not Ciccinelli, O'Leary, and Smith. As the debasing of the American currency declines, America should put their money into gold and silver bullion to preserve their purchasing power, which the Zionist Jews on Wall Street are destroying. And you better do it soon.